Welcome to The Lay Disciple, a ministry of Truth Seekers Fellowship. Lay teacher Tom Murray continues our study about the activities of demons as it pertains to the occult. Keep listening now to find out how these creatures affect your life. And get your Bible if you have it near and join us for the next 13 minutes as we study.
Well, welcome back. This is Tom Murray and we are in The Lay Disciple Bible Study. We're looking at demons, and particularly we're looking at their practices in the areas of the occult. And I reminded you that God has strictly forbid all believers to have any type of involvement in any occult activities. There is no such thing as a Christian form of fortune-telling. There is no such thing as a Christian form of astrology. And there is no such thing as a Christian form of any kind of occult practices. The Bible strictly forbids us to be involved in any type of occult practices. Now, there are six very important specific characteristics that I want you to know concerning the occult practices. First of all, in every occult practice, there is some contact with the demonic world. In spite of some claims that are made by some mediums that they are not really speaking to the spirits of departed dead ones, but rather they are speaking to demons who are impersonating the dead. In other words, when you go to a seance, the medium tells you that you are actually speaking with your dear departed one. That is not true. What you are doing is you are speaking to a demon who is impersonating your departed loved one. And you must remember, the demons have been around since Adam. So they were present when your loved one was on the earth, and they know all the information that is maybe unique to just you and that individual. So often, those even Christians who go to these seances say, well, listen, I heard the voice of my husband or my child. It sounded exactly like them, but a demon can impersonate the voice. And then they'll say, but this particular person that I heard from told me things that no one else knew. Special little details that no one else knew, and there's no way the medium could have known those things or the seance leader. But you must remember, the demons were present all during the time that you spent with that loved one, and what you are up against here is not the spirit of your departed loved one, but a demonic spirit, and it is a demon that is impersonating your dead loved one. So demons are able to impersonate departed loved ones, and in seances, that is exactly what is taking place. Now, the second characteristic is that all occult practices involve the uncovering to you of hidden knowledge from the past or from the future. And as I have stated in an earlier broadcast, involvement in the occult is an attempt by humans to gain knowledge and understanding that they cannot gain with their present five senses, and they are trying to discover knowledge that is hidden or concealed from those five senses. It is especially this aspect of trying to gain hidden knowledge that causes so many people to be attracted to the area of the occult, because the occult promises to give you information that you can't get any other way. Now, the third characteristic of the occult is that it promises to give you the experience of some extra power or superhuman power. If you look at many of the magazines today, you will see advertised from occult practicing groups. And in most of the cases where they advertise, they are offering you some hidden power. That is, the hidden power that they offer you is a valid one. you can get power from the occult, but it's demonic power. It is not from God. It comes directly from Satan and his demons. Now, even though people may know that God has expressly forbidden trying to get any kind of advantage over other people, either knowledge or power, it still attracts people to this kind of knowledge and power like bugs to a light on your back porch. And it attracts people because they have a real desire to be able to control other people. They either want to be able to control people through their mind, or they want to be able to control other people through the ability to cast spells. So the promise of power is something that strongly attracts people into occult practices. The problem is that once they have gained this power, they actually become prisoners of the occult or prisoners of the demon who is giving them this power. And they don't realize it, but they are opening themselves up to being totally controlled and to come under the total subjection of the darkness of demonism. So many of the so-called miracles of healings are really occult power that comes through the means of demons. A fourth characteristic is that all occult practices may be passed on to the third and the fourth generations of a family. Any attempt to seek out demonic, occult world for knowledge or for power is to set the true God aside and to replace him with the worship of another god, who is Satan. You are looking for knowledge and you are looking for power that does not come from the true God. Now, because this involves you actually worshiping another god, that is, namely, any demon that can give you this knowledge or power, this involves you now in a punishment. And that punishment from God can be passed down unto the third and the fourth generation of your family. And you'll find that in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verses 3 to 5. There are many people suffering today under demonic oppression and control, and they're suffering not because of their own involvement in the occult, because of their parents or their grandparents or even their great-grandparents' involvement in the demonic occult practices. Now, for this reason, any Christian that knows that someone in his or her family in the past was involved in the practice of the occult should pray a prayer renouncing their any interest or involvement themselves in the occult to be sure that there is no continuing demonic control being passed down to them from prior generations. Now, I want to say a word here about one of the most common occult practices today, and you must remember that what Satan loves to do is to take that which God has made illegitimate and somehow to make it become legitimate in the eyes even of believers. For instance, if you begin to read your horoscope, therefore you are practicing astrology, you will be amazed that the very things that your horoscope says will come to pass will actually come to pass. But it isn't God who is causing those events to come to pass. It is Satan and the demonic world. And it won't take him long to get you totally hooked. And once he has you hooked in the horoscope game, he will move you then to deeper demonic activity in the occult. Now, one of the areas where I see Satan today really cleverly camouflaging and covering something that God has expressly forbidden is in the area of psychics. Those who claim that their psychic powers are actually a gift from God are violating the scriptures and are actually either deceived or they are deceiving those that they are speaking to, because God has said clearly in His Word that He will never reveal Himself through a medium such as a psychic. Now, what has happened is Satan has taken psychic powers, which are demonic, and he has allowed them to be used for good results. That is, suddenly the lost child is found through a psychic's so-called revelation. Or a murder case is solved by the use of a psychic's powers. And pretty soon, because good results come from a forbidden medium, that is, a psychic, humanity decides that if a good result comes, my horoscope or a child is found, this must be of God. That is a clever satanic counterfeit. When in fact, what he is trying to do is to give legitimacy to that which God has clearly said was demonic and it was occult. Today, most crime departments in America will tell you that they could not function without their criminal psychics, when in reality, those psychics are not exercising a God-given gift. They are demonstrating a source of knowledge that does not come from God. It doesn't matter how sincere they are, and it doesn't matter how convinced they are that this is a gift from God. We must test everything by the Word of God, and from the Word of God, either hypnotists, nor psychics, nor horoscopes are allowed by God. In fact, they are expressly forbidden by God. So we cannot give legitimacy to that which God clearly says is illegitimate. And it's so important for people to realize that God is trying to protect us and that He will never speak to us through any of those mediums. I'm amazed today by how many people will go anywhere to try to gain knowledge and power other than turn to God and turn to His Word. They will turn in almost any direction, try any kind of off-the-wall practices to try to gain knowledge or power that God has expressly forbidden. Well, when we come back in our next broadcast, I'm going to talk to you about some more of the specific demonic activities. I'll see you then.
Thank you, Tom. Well, I hope that these programs are helping you get a better understanding about spiritual warfare and God's plan for your life. If you'd like a cassette copy of this program or you'd like information on one of our Bible studies, call us at Truth Seekers Fellowship. The number is 901-685-3385. Outside Memphis, call us toll-free at 866-685-3385. You can also contact us through our new website at www.milktomeat.org, where you'll find helpful information, ministry tools, and even audio files of our radio programs. Now make plans to join us again tomorrow right here for The Lay Disciple.